Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. Thanks for listening today. I love to hear comments from listeners. Send me your feedback by email to podcast@simplyscottish.com. That's podcast@simplyscottish.com. On our website, simplyscottish.com, you can access every episode online, plus get more information on the features and music you hear on the show. And between episodes, join in our Scottish conversation at facebook.com/simplyscottish. There you'll get updates on new episodes, Scottish trivia and information, and a chance every month to win a CD of Scottish music. Join us now at facebook.com/simplyscottish. This week, we profile Scottish actor Sean Connery in the latest episode of our Famous Scots series. Find out how a milkman from Edinburgh became one of the world's most popular performers. First, here's Scots Gaelic singer Julie Fowlis with Blackbird. Listening to Simply Scottish. There are seven genuine movie stars in the world today, and Sean is one of them. So said director Steven Spielberg of Sean Connery. Connery was born Thomas Sean in Fountainbridge, Edinburgh, to Euphemia and Joseph Connery. His great-grandparents emigrated to Scotland from Ireland in the mid-1800s, and both his mother's parents were native Scottish Gaelic speakers. Known as Big Tam in his teens, his first job was as a milkman in his hometown of Edinburgh. Connery had a spell in the Royal Navy and ended up with two souvenirs, a tattoo reading Mum and Dad, and one that said Scotland Forever. Other jobs he held in his early years included a lorry driver, a lifeguard at Portobello Swimming Baths, and an artist's model at the Edinburgh College of Art. At 18, he took up bodybuilding, coming in third in the 1950 Mr. Universe contest. It was there that he heard about auditions for a production of South Pacific, and he ended up securing a small part. While on tour with the musical, Connery played in a football match watched by Manchester United manager Matt Busby. Busby was prepared to offer the athletic 23-year-old a contract. Tempted, Connery ultimately declined, figuring he'd have a longer career as an actor than as a footballer. In the late 1950s, Connery played small roles in several British films, and in 1959 had a leading role in the Disney film Darby O'Gill and the Little People. He also appeared in BBC's production of Anna Karenina, but his breakout role came as secret agent James Bond. Altogether, he played the character seven times, from 1962's Dr. No to Never Say Never Again in 1983. At first, Bond's creator, Ian Fleming, wasn't sure about Connery's casting, thinking him too rough around the edges. But after Dr. No's success, Fleming changed his mind, even writing in a half-Scottish heritage for James Bond in his later novels. Connery had found success with the Bond movies, but he didn't stop there. More highlights of Connery's film career up next. Before that, here's music from a 2012 album called The Adventures of John Paul Jones, a music project that aims to rekindle interest in the extraordinary life story of the Scottish naval commander.
There's a vessel in the harbour in the port of Quiberon.
There's a vessel in the harbour in the port of Quiberon.
And her complement of mariners are waiting out the storm.
And her complement of mariners are waiting out the storm.
Her complement of mariners are waiting out the storm. Are waiting out the storm in the port of Quiberon. While the storm is blowing hard, the captain is ashore.
And while the storm is blowing hard, the captain is ashore.
And the ladies are delighted with the pity commodore.
And the ladies are delighted with the pity commodore.
The ladies are delighted with the pity commodore. The pity commodore when he visits them ashore. Well, me demoiselle, je dois retourner au bateau.
Fairly well, me demoiselle, je dois retourner au bateau.
J'ai envie de revenir, mais il faut dire qu'en avant.
J'ai envie de revenir, mais il faut dire qu'en avant.
J'ai envie de revenir, mais il faut dire qu'en avant. Il faut dire qu'en avant, je dois retourner au bateau.
The rugged coast of Finisterre will soon be left behind. The rugged coast of Finisterre will soon be left behind.
And we'll skim along the ocean driven by a pleasant wind.
And we'll skim along the ocean driven by a pleasant wind.
We'll skim along the ocean driven by a pleasant wind. Driven by a pleasant wind with the rugged coast behind.
Looking out for merchantmen and British men of war.
We'll be looking out for merchantmen and British men of war.
And for every prize the men will cheer the pity commodore.
And for every prize the men will cheer the pity commodore.
For every prize the men will cheer the pity commodore. The pity commodore when we sink a man of war. our pocket when the trip is at an end.
We'll have money in our pocket when the trip is at an end.
We'll be glad to be returning to New England once again.
We'll be glad to be returning to New England once again. We'll be glad to be returning to New England once again. To New England once again when the trip is at an end.
Tell us your favorite Sean Connery movie. Hop online to our Facebook page, facebook.com/simplyscottish, and post your thoughts. Sean Connery certainly hit a high point in his career with the James Bond films, but the franchise didn't stop him from making other movies. During the Bond era, he also appeared in Alfred Hitchcock's Marnie and Murder on the Orient Express. In the mid-70s, he starred in two John Huston films, The Man Who Would Be King and The Wind and the Lion. He earned a BAFTA award for his work on the European film The Name of the Rose, and soon after a part in Highlander, which showcased his ability to play a mentor to younger leads. His sole Academy Award came from his role in 1987's The Untouchables, and a few years later he starred in another popular movie franchise, Indiana Jones, one actually inspired by the character of James Bond. In the 1990s, Connery had hits with The Rock and Entrapment, alongside films with less box office flair like First Night, Finding Forrester, and The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. By 2005, Connery had largely retired from filmmaking, living in the Bahamas with his wife and artist, Micheline Roquebrune. He hasn't lived in Scotland in years, although he vows that if the country ever becomes independent, he'll move back. Connery shows his support for a sovereign Scotland as a card-carrying member of the Scottish National Party, who recently swept the Scottish elections in an historic victory that could bring about Connery's dream in the not-so-distant future. After the break, some interesting Sean Connery trivia. And we don't have Sean himself to join us on this episode of Simply Scottish, but we do have the next best thing.
Thank you.
This is Simply Scottish, available on iTunes and at simplyscottish.com. Throughout his life, Sean Connery has been an ardent supporter of Scotland. In July 2000, Connery was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II for service to the realm. And back in 1989, at almost 60 years of age, he was voted People magazine's sexiest man alive. So you may have known about that, but did you know this? Connery has one son, Jason, and one grandson, Dashiell. He has his own production company, Fountainbridge Films, named after the area of Edinburgh where he grew up. Although he left school early to pursue his career, he earned the Honorary Doctor of Letters degree from St. Andrews University in 1988. Films Connery almost appeared in? The Lord of the Rings trilogy, The Matrix films, Jurassic Park, and Braveheart. The old Hollywood adage, "You're only as good as your last film," was very true in Connery's case. His turn in the Disney Irish fairy tale film Darby O'Gill is what convinced James Bond producer Albert Broccoli to cast him as the spy. Finally, my father Andrew McDermott Sr. had a similar upbringing to Sean Connery. He too grew up in Edinburgh and was once a milk delivery boy. My father has a lot of vocal talent and for years was a semi-professional singer in the capital city. Back when Simply Scottish was a radio show, I had my father do a selection of his accents and impersonations. So here, in a sense, is Sean Connery, our special guest on Simply Scottish years ago.
Here now in the studio is the star of the show, a man that needs no introduction, Sean Connery. Good evening, Sean.
Good evening, Andrew. It's nice to be here.
Sean, your career has spanned over 47 films, and some say you're the most influential and most revered actor in Hollywood. On top of that, you're a sex symbol. How do you react to that?
Very oddly, a sex symbol is something I've had to live with the James Bond movies. I progressed a little bit, and I've got a little bit older, of course, and some women do see me as some sort of sex symbol.
Sean, I think everybody's wondering, how did you land in the United States? I mean, how did you get here from being a milkman? I mean, yeah, that's true. You were a milkman in Scotland, is that right?
Yes, I in the old days of the horse and cart, we used to deliver milk to houses, and that was my young days. Coming to the States, I came over here in 1958, and I've been here ever since. I'm a resident of California, and I love it. I love this country.
Certainly, after winning two Oscars, did you catch him in Forrest Gump in Philadelphia? He is a very good actor, and I'm certainly, he is revered by many, as are you, and you certainly are on top of my list. Sean, thank you very much for joining us in the studio.
It's been a pleasure, Andrew. Thank you.
That's it for this episode of Simply Scottish. For more on the music and features you've enjoyed today, visit our website, simplyscottish.com. Listen to other episodes of the show there as well, simplyscottish.com. And between episodes, be part of our Scottish community at facebook.com/simplyscottish. I'm Andrew McDermott. Tune in again soon for more of all things Scottish, right here on Simply Scottish.
My heart was broken. My heart was broken. Sorrow, sorrow.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
blindness while I'm worth my room on this earth. I will be with you while the chief with sunshine on. Walk.